Where is the weirdest place that you fell asleep? We've all been there before where we're so exhausted, so tired, and you just fall asleep in the middle of something important. 855-444-6342. AB saw someone sleeping in probably the worst place ever.
Yeah, so I was at a funeral a couple days ago. And at first there was just kind of like this low noise that me and my family were kind of like, are you hearing that? What the heck is that? And my dad thought it was my mom's stomach growling, like it was that kind of noise. And then all of a sudden, you know how people snore so loud they snore themselves awake?
I do that all the time.
He did that probably three times in the middle of the funeral.
He looked like you're choking and dying.
Yes, he did that. And he was sitting directly behind me. And I'm like spazzing, freaking out at it. And I was just like, come on, dude. I mean, you can stay awake for the couple minutes we're here.
Wow.
That's horrible.
It was awful.
I've fallen asleep in a meeting before, like important meetings. I have three kids. And I'm just exhausted. And if someone's talking for too long and it's just like, you just start to doze and you're like,
yep.
It just happens.
It does.
If you're at a funeral, you got to figure it out.
AB, it reminded me of my dad. My dad used to actually wear tinted glasses when we would go to church. Because he would not.
I've had that happen before church. So I feel terrible. God seen me.
Yeah.
But I'm so tired and you just happen.
But snoring is next level.
Snoring's bad.
Sometimes it'd be like that.
You know, I'm pretty bad about sleeping, too. I'm one of those people that can fall asleep anywhere. I think it's because I'm the youngest kid, and I just had to sleep wherever I could.
Yeah, on the go?
I fell asleep at the bar one time.
Oh,
at a bar?
Like, fully out at the bar with my friends. It was actually right when I met boyfriend Julian. He was like, wow, you seem so entertained by me, and I was falling asleep.
And it's not even like you were drinking too much.
No.
Or like, I'm just so tired.
No,
that's what ends up happening. You're just so tired, you just pass out.
It happened to me at work.
Really?
I was working for a bookstore in the mall.
Okay? Really?
Now, it's never happened to me here that I can think of.
AB and I have fallen asleep during the show.
We have, yeah.
Yeah, sleeping on like a...
On the couch in the corner.
But I was actually putting books on the shelf in this bookstore, and you had to kind of sit down, you know, get to that bottom shelf, and I got really kind of comfortable. And as I was getting comfortable, I was like, hey, I'm getting really comfortable. And I fell asleep, and my manager came by and kicked me and said, hey, you better get up and finish the job.
Oh, my gosh.
855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. Where is the weirdest place you've ever fallen asleep? We want to take your calls if you're awake. 855-444-6342. Next on the Brett Maga Show. Where is the strangest, weirdest place you've fallen asleep? Sometimes it'd be like that. You're just exhausted. Mm-hmm. Whether it's these kids, whether it's life, you're just drained and you just need to catch some sleep. 855-444-MEGA. AAB caught someone sleeping probably one of the most inappropriate places.
At a funeral.
So
like in the middle of the service.
Honestly, Kat might be more inappropriate. Kat, where did you bust someone falling asleep?
Well, she just started on Monday, and she was there Monday and Tuesday, and then yesterday she was there an hour and a half, and we went in and found her totally asleep. Tried tapping on her, calling her name.
She died.
Nothing. She was out cold.
Oh, wow.
Just got this job.
Yeah, a brand new job?
Brand new job.
Brand new job.
Nothing like sleeping on the job.
Yep.
First couple of days. Let's say Liz, where did you fall asleep at?
I fell asleep in a drive thru.
Honestly, mood. That makes sense.
How? You literally have to move up every minute or two. You're the person who's fastest.
Yeah. It depends where you're at.
I was working as an assistant and I was 22 the night before, went out with friends, got super drunk, had to go to work the next morning and I had to get breakfast for my boss every morning. And of course I had to go to like Panera or somewhere like, you know, quote unquote fancy.
Yeah.
It was taking so long. And I just remember leaning my head back and then I opened my eyes to somebody tapping on my window. And I was like, oh my God.
Oh my gosh.
That is
terrifying.
Awesome and legendary.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for the call. She's best employee ever. Audrey, where did you fall asleep at?
I fell asleep during sorority recruitment.
Oh my gosh.
That'll get you.
You're supposed to be making your best impression. Why did you fall asleep during sorority recruitment? What does that mean?
Well, so on the last day, you like do like
these big ceremonies, and I just didn't really want to be at one of the houses, and their ceremony was a little boring, so I, you know, nodded off, and it worked in my favor, so.
Did you get the house that you wanted?
I got the house that I wanted.
Let's go!
There you go.
But you didn't get the bed that you wanted.
Let's say, Debbie. Debbie, this isn't about you. You're calling out your daughter. Where did she fall asleep?
Uh-oh.
Correct. Yeah, my daughter fell asleep on the toilet.
Oh, oh my God!
Supposedly this happened at work.
Yeah,
too,
we had a
here.
Sales guy who used to take his naps in the bathroom.
What do they like? Use his like that's like
legend.
Nap time, like
yes.
A 5-year old. Like
yeah.
He used to go take his naps in the toilet.
Yeah.
So you just walked
exactly.
in and she was sleeping.
You kind of check on her to go, you know, what's going on, and she's sound asleep. Now, this is the same daughter that fell asleep in a closet.
Wow.
Girl she could sleep anywhere, for real. There's like Sleep Olympics. She's competing.
Right. She was apparently supposed to be cleaning her room. I go in and check on her, and she's asleep with just her head in the closet.
Sometimes it's like that.
Yeah, I respect her, actually.